NBA All-Star in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're joined by Roz Gold Onwude, who is just killing it here on the scene. The media junket, I guess, is the best way to explain what this is the guys come through and you interview them for NBA TV.
Yes, this is a fun day. It's the arrivals day. A lot of the young guys coming through for the Rising Stars, rookie year players, second year players. It's the beginning of their All-Star weekend, so people still kind of have energy and are still excited to do a little bit of media. So it's actually very refreshing and sweet to see the guys who are just here for their first time.
On this kind of day, there isn't a warrior to be found, but I wanted to come find you and find out how things are going.
It's exciting to see how these guys, especially the Warriors players, over the course of the years have gotten better organically. They were brought in through the draft. Over the years, they've gotten better together. They've grown together, not only as basketball players, as men, as family men. They got kids. They're married, as brands, as businesses. They're huge superstars now. I can remember when it all began. I mean, we sound old now, but it's exciting, and I'm especially excited to see Steph go up against Seth Curry in the three-point contest. I actually just spoke with Seth, and he's really looking forward. They're going to have a huge family, Curry family contingent out here. They grew up, you know, he admires his brother so much. But when I had to interview him here, he said, I want to beat Steph in this. He said, I want to win the three-point contest. And if I win, I'm going to put the trophy in my house. So every time he comes over, he has to see it. I was like, you better go ahead, Seth. Get you one, Seth. Also, talking Warriors connections, I just saw Ralph Walker. He is here for All-Star Weekend of Stephen Curry's, you know, security fame. He retired, rode off into the sunset. And he's here for the weekend, and I'm just really happy to see him. And Lawrence, I'm happy to see you.
A longtime Oakland police officer, yes. Ralph Walker, who helped run the security detail for the Warriors, and just the nicest man you could possibly ever come to know. I mean, he's the sweetest guy.
He handled business as the Warriors were kind of growing to superstar fame. He managed the entire security detail for the Warriors.
So Bob and Jim and Kareth are on the broadcast, and we see you on the TNT broadcasts and doing work on NBA TV, and there's other things going on, and just people want to know, like, how is Roz?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really well. I'm very happy. Of course, I always miss the Warriors family and fan base. There's nothing quite like being with a team. I'm so glad that was my first NBA experience. It informs every single thing that I do. And when I've had the chance to come to Oracle back for TNT games, it feels like home still. And the reception I get is so heartwarming. And it is so mutual, the feeling. And these guys are forever going to be my family, forever. And we, you know, we were all in around the same age in life and all in our own respective rises or growth at the same time. And I was so blessed to be able to be a part of the Warriors wave. And it continues to help boost my career and inform me. But I'm happy now. I've got the opportunity to learn the whole league, meet all the coaches, meet all the players, do the big games, work playoffs. I'm loving the stage and the platform. And I think I'm coming into my own and improving and getting more opportunities now that I'm at the beginning of year two. So I'm hoping it'll be a breakthrough year, breakout year, and just continued growth. But I love working basketball games. I love being around the game. I've been playing since I was four.
Roz Gold Onwude here on Warrior Sound.